The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the Climate Change Advisory Council has today called for the government to start actively considering the feasibility of relocating families affected by coastal erosion. They are pushing for new legislation to provide funds and a plan for how to implement a managed retreat from the coast. And joining me now to discuss this is Lisa MacDonald, a Fianna Fáil councillor from Rosslare in Wexford and coastal protection campaigner. Lisa, you're very welcome to the show. Good evening.
Thank you.
This issue, you have been campaigning along it, and I know Rosslare is particularly badly affected by coastal erosion currently. What would you like to see happen and what can be done to deal with this?
Well, firstly, Ciara, I welcome the report from Professor Farrell. I think it's certainly put coastal erosion on the agenda very clearly. What we need to see is a national plan. That's number one. This government has set up a coastal management group, which is an interdepartmental group, but we need to see that changing to a statutory-based coastal management plan forthwith. This is something that's happening in It is not being treated with the sufficient urgency that it requires. And we see the problems in Rosslare Strand. We see the issues surrounding the development of the port in Rosslare Harbour and how that's affecting the communities. There's absolutely no engagement with the communities. And unfortunately, the Department of the OPW are reacting to this in an ad hoc basis. So, you know, it's whatever baby cries the loudest, we'll get the bottle. We need a national reaction to this issue that is not going to go away. It is only going to get worse.
Lisa, what's the timescale here for houses to actually be destroyed or fall into the sea or be in imminent danger?
Well, when they become, particularly in rural Ireland, what we see, and we've seen it in my own...
Have we lost Lisa there? Lisa, have we lost you?
Hello, can you hear me?
No, you're back again. Sorry, you heard what I asked you about timescale.
Yeah, I would say 10, 15 years out, they can see that a house is going to be in an imminent danger. I'm a conveyancer also, Ciara, and we have no, you know, there's no projected erosion or flood risk zones at all in our conveyancing system where people are buying houses. There's no real risk that they can, you know, opt not to buy properties. So we need a solution to this that's going to go
so
across the board.
If I wanted to buy a house by the sea, for example, with a nice sea view, it wouldn't say anywhere in the conveyancing documents that in 25 years this house is likely to actually fall off a cliff. That's not something, like there are certain things in other aspects of kind of hazardous risks to houses that
exactly.
People are sometimes highlighted in conveyancing, but this isn't one of them.
This isn't one of them, and it needs to be, because people need to know where they're buying, particularly people who, you know, who don't particularly give much, you know, credence. They want to live by the sea, they want to live by the coast, and then all of a sudden they see the coast is eroding in on top of them and that their house is at risk. So we do need that mandatory hazard disclosure in our property transactions to be implemented by the Law Society. And but that's only one small thing. The big thing is we need a statutory plan. We need a roadmap to predict where the erosion is going to happen, what properties are going to be at risk. And then we need to have a series of implementable solutions that are there for the communities and also the people who own those properties.
And what do those implementable solutions look like?
Well, there's a series of them. Obviously, compensation and, you know, retreating from the sea. That is obviously a last. People don't want to give up their properties easily, but it does need to be there. A compensation plan, a rolling fund does need to be there. We see in Wexford, we see a lot of hard engineering solutions, soft engineering solutions, such as happened in Coraclough in Wexford, believe it or not, in the 80s. They put in an awful lot of planting there, and that did save a lot of the property there around Coraclough area where we don't see as much erosion. So we do have a lot of evidence here in Wexford. Amazingly, we are an island nation and we have no statutory management plan for our coast.
Okay, can I ask you some sort of harder questions? You mentioned things like compensation. Do people, and we've compensated people for faulty, you know, blocks before. We've compensated people for apartments that were built that weren't in line with fire regulations, etc. We've compensated people for many things. Is the state always going to be on the hook for this kind of thing? And the reason I ask is there no personal financial responsibility on the part of people who maybe choose to buy a house up on a cliff or choose to buy a house, you know, in low-lying ground next to a floodplain or those types of things? Should it always be the taxpayer and the exchequer who pays for the financial mistakes of other people?
Well, that's where I think bringing in the mandatory hazard disclosure into the property transactions will be of assistance going forward into the future. But currently, where we have people who have been, you know, a couple of hundred metres away from the coast 10 years ago, and now all of a sudden, as a result of many, many ferocious storms, we see the coast maybe 3 metres from their door, back door. That's different, because that is something that is real, it's happening, it's climate change, and we are not reacting to it. We don't have any plan, and those people will need to be relocated.
I do accept that, but we have 19 counties with the coastline. We have hundreds of kilometres of coastline. It is possible that, you know, if you take this, if you extrapolate this to its nth degree, and if a huge amount of the several thousand properties that are on our coasts currently were in trouble, we could bankrupt the state. We might simply not be able to afford this.
Of course, look, about 20%, they reckon, of our coastline is actively being eroded. We can't save it all. What we need is, we need a proper plan in place. We need a proper map to see what areas are going to go back to, you know, sand dunes and, you know, forming natural protections in the natural processes of things, and what areas we're going to protect. But currently what we have is a situation where the OPW come down on an ad hoc basis. They carry out what's called a cost-benefit analysis, and that is only saving, built up areas, towns and cities. It is not a solution for rural Ireland. It is not a solution for places like Rosslare Strand. Now, thankfully, we are getting emergency funding in Rosslare Strand.
But you can see why they do it that way.
Can I just interrupt you there? Like, in 2018, Rosslare Strand was...
flood defences that protect 40 houses, that's better than putting in very expensive flood defences that protect one. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And that's why if we have a plan where we have soft measures and a series of solutions, not just coming down and throwing a bit of rock armour and then and creating a problem somewhere else, which is the current plan, which has no real end at sight. It is just simply reacting in an ad hoc way to coastal erosion as it happens in real time without having any proper coastal plan in place. If you look at Rosslare Strand, for example, in 2018, we were given 7.5 million. That 7.5 million has been gone now, essentially, I imagine, and I don't know for a fact, to consultants. We are now in 2026 and we haven't seen any action whatsoever. In fact, this year, what we have had to get is some emergency funding. So the plan, it's working too slowly. There isn't a real plan in place. It needs to be a start. Do you know, actually, your listeners might be interested to hear that the current coastal plan is dated 1963. That's how long ago we had legislation on coastal protection in Ireland.
Last question for you, and it's a hard question, but what we're talking about, this managed retreat and you know, giving people maybe houses further back, we're talking about providing houses for people who already have houses. Their houses might be in difficulty in 15 years, but we're talking about that. We currently can't even provide people who don't have houses with houses. Is there not a slightly double standard there, insofar as that, you know, bailing people out who have a home when we haven't provided homes for all, it might seem unfair that the haves are getting something that the have-nots are not?
I can see where the issue would arise, and obviously we don't want to conflate issues here. Clearly the Department of Housing would have a role in whatever solution is brought to bear here. But what this is about is losing land to the sea. We're not making any more of it, and we can't allow, obviously, land to be falling into the sea without having a proper plan put in place. Right. Currently there's insufficient urgency surrounding this issue, and I would welcome an immediate statutory coastal management plan to be put in place.
Lisa MacDonald, Fianna Fáil councillor from Rosslare, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.